Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is Free Talk Live, the freest show on the air. You can call in and talk about whatever you want. The number to do so is 855-450-3733. We're coming to you live from the U.S. Mariana Islands, and it's Alex.
And the fully caffeinated Dave. I've got 6 cups of coffee in me now, and I'm ready to for my morning.
That a boy. We're going to go to the phones. Tom, are you with us?
Yeah. There's an interesting article in Reason Magazine that came out on the 31st of March about how America could import countless more face masks if the federal regulators would get out of the way. Now, a more recent article says that the FDA will lift restrictions, sort of, and thereby toppling another pointless regulation. It seems that it takes like a couple of months for a company that makes a similar mask to get certified by the Food and Drug Administration. And let's say you're manufacturing all these face masks in some other country and you want to export them to the United States, the federal government won't let you. It's like blocked. It's like a prohibited item because the company hasn't been certified to make them yet, even if they're making them for other countries and they have a good track record and everything. And the thing to remember about how this operates, the very bottom line of this is, if you were to import them into Mexico for transit to the United States, okay, and then you're going to bring them through the port of entry, then they would seize them. But you could simply go around the port of entry somewhere in Arizona or New Mexico and bring them to the United States, except that then you would be intercepted by the United States Border Patrol. So I don't know how many thousands of United States people have died already because of the United States Border Patrol. But let's put the blame where it actually lies. The United States Border Patrol has killed more United States people with this, just like they were killing the people, Hitler's victims during the Holocaust, who would have been able to escape into the United States.
Wait a second. How many people have died of coronavirus in the United States?
Oh, a few thousand, like 6,000 of them.
How many people did Hitler kill? Millions. How many people did Hitler kill? Okay, so making a comparison between the Customs and Border Patrol officers and Hitler.
And that wasn't his argument. He was saying that the U.S. didn't let in Jews during World War II.
Okay.
That's correct.
Now they're not letting in.
Hitler was burning the house down, and the United States was blocking the fire exit from the outside.
Oh, okay. So I misunderstood your statement. I just thought you're comparing coronavirus deaths because of these masks to the Holocaust, and I just thought that was a little bit weird. So no offense. Sorry about that, sir.
Yeah, I think the general point, though, is valid, that people are really going to start to see that these regulations are so dumb.
Well,
why can't you import masks from China?
Well, it's exactly the point that I made at the beginning of the show. I'm sitting on a park bench by myself, hundreds of feet away from everybody else, and that's not okay. And the cops come up and harass me. Yet, across the street, people are lined up nut to butt, like within a foot of each other at the bank. And that's okay.
Yeah, and then...
And enforced by the state, by the way.
Yeah, I saw one yesterday. I was going about to go shopping at a supermarket, and they had a line of people waiting outside, and a cop and a store employee. One leaves, one can go in. One leaves, one can go in. It's because they had to keep their social distancing like that. And,
yeah, but meanwhile, outside to get to the social distancing
they're
zone,
bunched up,
they're bunched up. Well, it's the same thing,
really.
like with It's the same thing with the friggin' TSA. It's like, I'll be honest with you. I know people, a friend of mine had $5,000 in a cell phone stole from him by the TSA, but I don't think they've ever caught a damn terrorist. And if you really, 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 really wanted to be a bad guy and you really, really, really wanted to, like, do a lot of damage, you wouldn't necessarily have to, you know, like, put a bomb on any plane. You'd have to, you could attack the TSA line to get on the plane.
Yeah, and what happened with the TSA situation? You were saying they stole $5,000.
A good friend of mine. He was flying to China from here. He had an envelope with $5,000 cash, and he had a brand new iPhone for his wife. And you know, we have a lot of tourists coming from and to and from China here. And on the flight out, TSA took his bag. Well, my friend's not Chinese, but, you know, apparently there's been reports of stuff going missing. But it's like if you're not an American citizen and you're leaving the United States, you fly out. I mean, how likely are you to prosecute the TSA, right? So so when he gets to China, after they took his bag away from him and everything, he finally, like, lands in, I think it was Shanghai or someplace. He opens the envelope, and there's a $100 bill and a bunch of singles to simulate the weight of the money that was in his thing, and his iPhone was taken out of the bag box. And the only other people that touched his bag were the TSA. And he called the FBI. I don't know how that was resolved, but it's like I've read articles where not one frickin' terrorist has ever been caught by TSA, yet 400-some-odd TSA officers from passengers on these planes. So it's like... The question has to be is all the security theater actually helping, or is it just security theater? And then, you know, some people argue, well, you never hear about the success stories, you know.
Yeah, thanks for the call. Next we'll go to Brian in Edinburgh, Virginia. Are you there, Brian?
I sure am. I hate to bother you guys with this, but I have actually tried calling the official channel from FEMA all the way down to my local health department with this. Everybody is screaming for respirators. And I'm used to run a medical supply business, and I'm a bit of a historian. You've seen them talking about the old polio epidemic where they were needing respirators, and they had some pictures of these giant wards filled with polio victims in iron lungs. Mm-hmm. Now, iron lungs are not a type of respirator they use anymore. No one's manufactured them in about 50 years, I believe. They're expensive, they're hard to maintain, and they're clunky. And only the United States actually used iron lungs as such. Other countries bought a few and developed their own versions. There were several other versions. In particular, there was one from Australia. A gentleman was trying to help a kid that was needing it. He ended up becoming a major hero in Australia. He's known as Australia's Thomas Edison. He developed what's called the Bosch respirator. Now, these are negative pressure respirators, just like the iron lung, but they're built out of plywood and simple mechanical parts that you can have in a garage. It can be built by one person in about 24 hours. If you have a manufacturing facility, they can be manufactured quickly, easily, and with modern materials. Light plastics could do these. Vacuum cleaner parts could do this. Mm-hmm. I have tried talking to emergency management, FEMA, health department, can't get through to HHS. FEMA hasn't responded. My local emergency management people are like, we've talked and no one's listening. Same with my health department people. And these are simple to build. They're cheap and easy to do. There's also a bonus. One of the major problems with the modern positive pressure respirators that everybody uses is you have to intubate the patient and sedate them. With an iron lung, you don't. Okay.
Well,
this would take the weight off the nurses. take, you won't have to have skilled staff to intubate. And it's simple, easy to build. Literally, there's thousands of facilities that could build these by the hundreds and thousands a day. And yet no one is building them. And I cannot understand why.
I have an idea about that. Let's talk about it after the break.
What do you want to talk about? Call in, let us know. The number is 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvenny ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces, even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is is Free Talk Live, the freest show on the air. You can call in and tell us your thoughts. The number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We got a caller on the line. We'll get to him in just one moment. First, I want to tell you about Divi. Divi, the next generation wallet, is coming. It's just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divi says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered master nodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divi network. When the new Divi wallet launches, because of Divi's relationship with the Western Union, Divi will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DiviProject.org. That's DiviProject.org. And we're going to go back to the phones. Brian, are you still here?
I sure am. Yes.
Yeah, so please continue.
Basically, I'm just trying to get the word out about the BOF respirator. It's available on Wikipedia. People can look at it. This is so important at this point. It's something they're saying that they're going to run out of respirators available in New York, or ventilator, I should say, in the space of the next 6 days. In 6 days, with the manufacturing capacity in that state, they could replace, well, they could double their capacity, I should say, quite easily.
Here's a couple questions that we have to ask. One, who manufactures these respirators? Two, how much do they cost? Mm-hmm. And, you know, like, how much damage to these people that make the respirators would a cheap alternative cause them?
There's no medical manufacturers that's made them in 50 years.
No. I'm talking about the ones that you're talking about replacing. You know, so for example, here's the thing. Like big pharma has a lot to lose. Like, let's say this. And as I said, I've been following a lot of other news and alternative media, and for example, things like zinc, vitamin C, vitamin B, and this hydrochloroquine supposedly are like really good to like combat this thing, but hydrochloroquine doesn't have a patent anymore because it's been around forever. Zinc and vitamin C are like in Mother Nature, and you know, it's kind of like Big Pharma may have a lot to lose if the solution is cheap and readily available.
There's a major problem with using several different things when you're dealing with this. If you go in with the hydrochloroquine, for instance,
I'm not a doctor, so I'm not saying. I'm just reporting what I've heard.
Well, I'll toss it at you. I've got some of the technical background on this. The hydrochloroquine's an immunosuppressive, and it's good to a degree for blocking the cytokine storm that pops up when the cells start dying and the immune system starts attacking the lining of the lungs itself.
Okay.
It can be, but the timing has to be right. And if you immune suppress someone too early, you could actually just set them up for a bacterial pneumonia. And there are quite a few different bacterial pneumonias that have set in on COVID patients that are as destructive or more destructive than the viral pneumonia that they suffer. So that's
and I'm only asking. Yeah, well, you know, here's the thing. I'm not trying to give anybody any medical advice. I just want to make that perfectly clear. I'm not a medical doctor, and I would always follow the advice of a doctor. I'm just asking questions.
You would always follow the advice of a doctor?
I last time I went to the doctor, he said, there's no reason you shouldn't live another 30 to 40 years. You just won't enjoy it.
That's about as bad advice you're ever going to get, but honest, really.
But what I'm saying is I'm looking at some of these drugs. Like, for example, I self-medicate for this thing by going out and getting sunshine because I happen to know that sunshine is good for your immune system and it helps improve your mood. And I know, like, fear and negative emotions can suppress your immune system. So for me, it's very therapeutic to sit and look out at the ocean and enjoy God's creation and just be like, ah, this is nice. And then, you know, and that's cheaper than any drug out there. But, you know, it seems to me that, yeah. And then, like, another thing, too, like, you know, for example, vitamins are cheap.
Don't you normally do your ocean viewing with a cigar in your mouth?
Hey man, there's nothing. Well, it's a prayer. It's a prayer stick. I'm part Indian, and I use it as a religious sacrament.
A little warning on some of this, though. Some of the immune cells that you have that are attacking the COVID, using massive doses of antioxidants, for instance, that some people have suggested. Oxidants are the chemicals that the immune cells use to attack, you would actually, in some cases, be blunting the immune reaction.
Yeah. Well, I think...
It's crazed. You have to find a balance point, and you really need a medical professional to help you with it.
Oh, I agree. But what I'm saying is, like, I'm just, like, wondering if some of, like, the companies, like, for example, the companies that make these expensive respirators, I wonder if they would try to, in cooperation with governments, suppress the building of these things because I've known it to be the case that I work in the environmental field, and I know that a lot of regulations get passed that, like, ExxonMobil could, like, you know, no sweat, you know, they could violate the heck out of a regulation because they have billions of dollars. A $2 million fine for, like, an oil spill would be just, like, you know, cost of doing business, whereas Joe's Auto Shop down the road, they have a 10-gallon oil spill, a couple $1,000 EPA fine could put them out of business. So, like, basically a lot of regulations are actually, I wouldn't say intentionally designed, but we have things called lobbyists.
They are designed because, unfortunately, a lot of the regulations are written by the industry groups and handed to the government committee. I know that. Worst case, though, in this, they have the emergency regulations that are suspending the normal approval by the FDA. Nowhere in there does it allow for a negative pressure respirator system at all.
Yeah. Well, I think in an emergency, we should have the freedom also to try. I mean, like, I look at it this way. If I've got, like, cancer, for example, and some guy has a crazy, you know, unorthodox treatment, and I'm going to die anyway, I should have the right to basically decide to try something that maybe conventional government people
should. You have the right to do it.
Yeah. Well, I shouldn't have men with
55 years to get the law to allow it.
I shouldn't have men with automatic weapons keeping me from doing it.
What do you think about the current medical system? Call in, let us know. 855-450-3733.
When I adopted her, she was a mess. Scabs, itching, licking, missing fur, hot spots, a thin, dull coat. So I take the dog to the vet for the standard run-of-the-mill tests and treatments. No results. I hear your advertisement on the radio.
DinoVite.com.
So I get the 5-pound box of Dinovite and the Lico Chops within a 4-week total. Instead of a German Shedder, I have a German Shepherd. Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life because she gets fed Dinovite. And the results, they're just incredibly outstanding. And she loves it. When you rescue a dog, you have to do the right thing. You've got to feed them right for life. Do the Dinovite. Dinovite for life.
Won't believe how happy your dog will be.
859-428-1000. DinoVite.com.
You
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The CDC is now advising when you leave your home to wear a non-medical cloth face covering as an additional public health measure to help stop the spread of coronavirus. President Trump at the White House explains the new guidance.
Is recommending that Americans wear a basic cloth or fabric mask that can be either purchased online or simply made at home, probably material that you'd have at home.
The government reported more than 700,000 people lost their jobs last month. The unemployment rate ticked up to 4.4%. Republican Senator from Louisiana, John Kennedy, tells Fox News all these numbers should be concerning, but reminds everyone,
we're about to inject between $2.2 trillion and, with leverage, $4 trillion into the American economy. The whole economy is not, is about $21 trillion a year, the largest in all of human history.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, the freest show on the air. That's because you can call in and tell us about whatever you want. The number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And we have a caller on the line we'll get to in just one moment. First, I want to ask you, have you heard about Intercoin? Intercoin is working to make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. If you missed your opportunity to get in on Bitcoin from the start, then here is your chance to join the next revolution in money. Check out intercoin.org, and if you like what you see, pick up some of those coins for yourself. Just as the internet is a global network that connects local networks, Intercoin is a global currency platform that enables communities around the world to issue and manage their own currency, so they may circulate it among their local population. Intercoin enables fintech innovation on the local community level, leading to stronger communities, greater sustainability, less poverty, and even more productivity. Check out intercoin.org. Our listeners must know that Free Talk Live received $40,000 worth of tokens by Intercoin Inc. for advertising. And now we'll head to the phones. Chad, are you there?
Hello. The thing is, I want to say we can talk about all this information on drugs, and the real thing we should be looking at is vitamin D. I mean, taking 2,000 international units of vitamin D a day can help, and it can really truly help for lack of better words, prevent the coronavirus.
Are you saying D as in Delta or B as in Bravo?
Well, vitamin D, Delta.
Okay, yeah. That's why I get sunlight all the time. I agree.
And it's weird that it's almost, the recommendations are a little peculiar, right? We talked last week and earlier today about some of the weird ones. Don't go outside to exercise. They shortened the store opening hours in the CNMI, the U.S. Mariana Islands, where we are, from whatever you wanted to 6 a.m. to 1 p.m. And then a few days later, they realized, wait a second, if we shorten the store hours, everyone will be at the store at the same time. It will be more crowded.
Right.
And I think some of these other policies that they're doing, they almost seem counterproductive. Like they're trying to, let's tell everyone to crowd inside with all of their family, have all the kids at home,
yeah,
and just like pack the generations together as if there's not downsides to that. So
And then stay inside where you can't get vitamin D from the sun, where it's free.
Yeah.
Well, we need to look at this, and going outside does not provide enough vitamin D, and I really think Dr. Fauci needs to work on better getting the word about vitamin D. Sadly, Big Pharma, but they are trying to help cure this virus and make a little bit of profit, which is their right.
Well, why don't we just focus on being healthy in general? I hope if we can get one takeaway from this coronavirus, panic, it's, if you're panicking, you're not healthy enough, right?
Yeah.
You can always be more healthy, and that's not to say you should, stress out. Oh, no, I forgot to take my vitamins. Oh, I didn't get my 10,000 steps in. But the Americans are not healthy. The average developed country person, who is healthy around the world? Very few places are healthy. And some places are not as, like, obese, which often we think of as, like, weight as a measure of health. But you can have a very healthy BMI, body mass index, and be not considered obese, overweight, or underweight. Like, you're just right where you're supposed to be, but still be extremely unhealthy because all you eat is ramen noodles.
And you could be very fat, and you can still be very healthy, or you could be very skinny.
I would disagree with that.
No, there are some people out there that actually they could be a bit fat, but they've got good blood pressure, good cholesterol, and they can function.
Well it just depends.
There's
on
different body types out there.
The thing is, is health. I mean, it's a factor in the coronavirus, but at the same time, you cannot change health now. You have to do your best to stay quarantined.
Well, why can't you?
Well, yeah, you could exercise, but not too much. You can change your diet. Yeah, I agree.
There's no way you're going to lose 1% of body mass index.
Well, it depends how long they lock us up, right? I mean,
you could still do sit-ups, for God's sake. And you could still do sit-ups.
1% of body mass index in one week.
Not 1 week, but, we could be locked up for, at this rate, it's indefinite, right? If they lock us up for 6 weeks, there's a lot you could have done during those 6 weeks to get more healthy, but based on the designs of the policies and, what we're seeing, it seems like most people are like, how many hours of Netflix can I watch in one day?
Right.
How stressed out can I get from doing a CNN marathon?
Yeah, instead of getting on the exercise bike or doing push-ups, people are sitting on the couch. But, it's...
Gym, you don't need a bike, you don't need anything. Just run in place, walk in place, pace... push-ups, sit-ups, just get your heart rate moving and get some exercise. That will both help you mentally, get some endorphins flowing, relax yourself a little bit, and you're doing something, right? I think a big problem people face is they're trapped inside. What can I do? I'm just, like, waiting to die. That's, like, what the news is basically making you feel. It's
turn off the TV and stop listening to these people, I think is a good thing.
Read a book.
If I may ask... Why would we listen to you if we're not going to listen to the TV?
Hey, listen to whatever you want to listen to, man.
What channel are we on TV? I haven't seen us yet.
But that's what I'm saying, is we need the radio. We need the news media to keep us sane. And we need stuff like that.
I don't know about what news media, right?
I've been watching old episodes of Dragnet myself.
I think the mainstream news is they're a business, right? And they're in the business of getting clicks and attention. And they've realized, we've all realized that You know, the best way to do that is to cause an emotional reaction. Fear is probably the best one, but also outrage, right? You know, let's get everyone outraged. The government, you know, there's not enough ventilators, so that gets you scared and outraged.
Mm-hmm.
How dare they not prepare for this? Why are we spending all this money on taxes? And they just repeat that over and over and over again. I don't think that's productive.
And you also want to remember
taxes. Speaking of taxes, sorry to cut you off, but Theodore Roosevelt, he lowered taxes.
He was also a bad mother. Yeah, Teddy Roosevelt was a cool guy.
I know, but he wasn't a mother. He was a father.
Yep. But what I'm saying,
Free Talk Live.
Teddy Roosevelt was cool. I even had an action figure of him at one time. Go ahead. Sorry, he's one of my favorites.
Yeah, so yeah, thanks for the call. But yeah, I think this general theme is important to keep in mind is what should you be doing? What's the best way to make use of this time, right? The government has basically locked us all inside and said, you can't go outside, you can't run your business, you can't visit your family, you can't go to church. There's very little you can do. And I think that's pretty depressing and creating anxiety and suffering. And I just think it's important for people to realize that, you know, there is a lot you can do in this time period. You can reach out to your family by phone. You can read your, you know, spiritual books in person. You can read books to improve yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get caught up in all of this, you know, fear and panic and just watching the news 24/7, watching the ticker go up, another person died, and just your heart rate is constantly elevated.
Well, and another point is, and I'll be honest, I'm not going to hide my political leanings. I am like 100% positive that a lot of these media outlets out there have it in for the current president, and they're going to say anything they can to try to affect the next election. And you know, so you got to remember, you know, what their point of view is and what they're pushing. So I think a lot of that is politically motivated, and it's sick actually, because the fact of the matter is, in an emergency situation like this, we should look at what the common good is and what we really need to do in order to make it through this as a unified country. But no, you know, these guys, they got it in for El Presidente, I think, and they're going to do whatever they can and say whatever they can to basically affect the election.
Yeah, it's pretty outrageous. Do you agree? Do you think the media is attacking the president, or are they objective journalists just doing their duty?
Call in and
let us know.
I got 855-450-3733.
This is Free Talk Live.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the freest show on the air. You can call in and talk about whatever you want. The number is 855-450-3733. This is Alex.
And Dave.
And we're coming to you from the U.S. Mariana Islands. And, yeah, for those of you who don't know, we're a territory of America, so part of the country, in Asia Pacific near Guam.
Yep. We're about an hour, well, we're about a 45-minute flight from Guam and about an 8-hour flight from Honolulu and about a 4.5-hour flight from Tokyo. So we're way out in the middle of nowhere.
Yep.
Or somewhere.
Yeah. You know, it's either
we're near the rift where the kaijus come from.
Yeah, we're right near the Mariana Trench.
Yeah, yeah.
So, interesting location, and interestingly, we're going to become pretty isolated soon.
Yeah.
The United, one of the main carriers here, the last flight is tomorrow.
Yep.
And they're, you know, suspending flights temporarily. There are some options, you know, cargo planes and medical evacuations and all of those, but general passenger travel has become heavily restricted, which is, how do you feel about that?
Well, I've got mixed feelings. You know, it's like, okay, if this is indeed like the global pandemic, then I understand people, as long as they don't cut off supplies, I think we should be all right. I am very upset about the threat to our civil liberties, and I think the founding fathers, they knew about pandemics back then, and they had diseases like tuberculosis and all these other things, but they didn't say that when they wrote the Constitution, we can suspend that those rights because somebody gets sick. So I think we have to balance things out. And, you know, me personally, yeah, traveling wouldn't be something I would do. And if you can keep foreign people who may have diseases out of the
foreigners and non-U.S. people, or just anyone off
well,
on the island?
like an island is a really good place to be in a pandemic. Like one of the reasons I moved here was because let's just say a zombie apocalypse scenario or some other thing happened. You know, I'd rather be in an isolated area with only 40,000 people than in say Los Angeles. So, you know, there's benefits to being on an island, and I guess one of my earlier points that made me a little bit upset was they decided to lock down the entire island for us within our own island, yet like 2 weeks prior or a week and a half prior, we brought a whole bunch of people in from a country that had a raging coronavirus problem. So it's sort of like...
This is for the marathon.
Yeah.
Annual Saipan marathon.
Yeah, I would much rather be able to go.
Unlike all of those other marathons, we never cancel.
Yeah. I would much rather have like sucked it up and not had the Saipan marathon and kept people out of our island who would be carrying a disease so that we could just go on life as normal here, than to let people in and then all of a sudden freak out. It's kind of as stupid as governors of various states saying, we've got to let prisoners out of jail because they might get coronavirus, but if we see you not social distancing, we're going to throw your butt in jail. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Devil's advocate, isn't the cure worse than the disease, the economic damage?
I agree with you. I would much rather...
wasn't having the marathon. And keep in mind,
this
was what, like the 13th or 14th? So this was
the 14th, yeah.
This was before everyone's locking down.
Right.
And we had no cases. We're our biggest tourism markets in order are Korea, China, and Japan.
Yeah.
So we knew about Corona. Our Corona like emergency declaration was in January.
Yeah.
So before Trump had even banned the Chinese from coming in, we'd already declared a state of emergency.
Yeah.
We had no cases. Our tourism market was under severe strain because of all the Corona fear. So would it make sense to cancel perhaps the last big economic infusion, and who knows how long?
Well, you know, I'm just saying, you know, like, at least be consistent. I mean, don't get me wrong. I do agree that the cure may be worse than the problem. And
what was the inconsistency here?
Well, if this is the death spore friggin' Andromeda strain that everybody's worried about, why let a whole bunch of people on the island who might have it only to lock everybody down and take everybody's civil liberties a week later because we might get the Andromeda strain killer virus? See, that to me, it just blows logic away. I say...
Well, I don't think that was their claim. Right?
Well, I just think that there's a lot of people out there just doing a lot of guesswork, and they're just panicking, and they're reacting instead of being proactive.
Yeah.
And
I agree with 100%. There is no plan. It's just reactive.
It's like a bunch of toddlers on cocaine with a carton of eggs, you know, running around trying to, like, do Jackson Pollock paintings or something. I mean, I don't know. That's a weird analogy. But, you know, I'm on 6 cups of coffee right now, and I've been chewing on a cigar, so I'm a little, buzzed now. But the thing is... it is inconsistent, and
I don't know if it's inconsistent still because there were no cases and then there's cases, right?
Right.
We had tourists from those same regions.
Yeah.
For 2 months.
Well, there was no testing before that too.
Yeah.
And as I had pointed out in previous shows, I was deathly ill in January. So were half the people I knew. And I'm guessing that there's a possibility that I actually had this disease already and just powered through it. Like most people do. Like the people that died, like the one case that we had, was a 70-year-old man who had heart problems, and he died of coronavirus. Now, who's to say he didn't die of a combination of those. And I got an article here from the Epoch Times.
Dave, don't you know, anyone who dies and tests positive from coronavirus died of coronavirus.
Yeah, even if they're 68 years old and on dialysis, like the woman who died in Guam last week, or like half the people in Italy who were 85 years old. I mean, it's like I just read an article from the Epoch Times that basically says that almost everybody who's died from corona is over 60. Now, yeah, I'm sure you got like a couple of 30-year-olds.
And they absolutely loved on the news. Look at this young person in the hospital.
Yeah.
And he has no, you know, whatever conditions. They always phrase it in an interesting way. And then
you
find out more. It's like, oh.
And meanwhile, you look at how many people have died from automobile accidents this year. I mean, 10 million babies were aborted this year, okay, and 6,000 people have died from corona. I mean, why? I'll say one thing. Since they've closed Planned Parenthood, they've saved a lot more lives than coronavirus. I mean, and as I said, I'm not anti-abortion. I'm not saying you're a bad person if you've had one. I'm just saying that if you've had an abortion, you've killed more people than my AR-15. But the thing is how many people have died from the regular flu? How many people have died from drug overdoses? How many people have died from medical malpractice? How many people have died from slips and falls? How many people have died? And the thing is what really makes me mad is they're acting like anyone dying is like such a bad thing. Well, people die every day. I'm not saying that we should not care.
Thousands and thousands die every day.
Life is a terminal disease. The second you pop out of your mother, you're going to die. I'm going to die. I've accepted. I've been dead. I've actually died for like 2 minutes. I had my hand crushed. I lost blood. I needed a blood transfusion. My heart stopped, and I was dead. And my soul was flying around the operating room, and I was looking at my body. And then when they pumped me full of blood, and then hit me with the defibrillator, I was back in my body. I've known other people who have been dead. And come back, you know. So it's like we're all going to die. It's natural. It's part of life. I think there's something beyond this, but to sit here and lose our minds and freak out. I mean, yes, this is like a scary thing. Nobody wants to get like this pandemic virus. But at the same time,
Let's look at the data.
Let's put it in perspective.
The statistics I saw were that in Italy, the hardest hit place. Yeah. How many people are dying? If you look at the news, it seems like 100%. The statistics I saw is people over 80, you know, the most affected demographic.
Yeah.
Only 25% of them died in Italy.
One of my best friends is 79. I know he's going to die.
But 75% of people over 80 didn't die in a country like Italy. That's insane.
Yeah.
What do you think? Call in 855-450-3733.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block. And that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture. One that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.